Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Email drivetime@rte.ie.
You're welcome back to Drive Time with Samantha Labreri. Now, in breaking news this afternoon, US President Joe Biden has said he's planning on running in the 2024 US election, but won't announce it yet. The president has hinted numerous times in the past that he will seek re-election, but why won't he just announce it? For more on this, I'm joined by Niall Stanage, White House columnist with The Hill. Niall, thanks for speaking to us on Drive Time.
Glad to be here, Samantha.
Tell me, where did Joe Biden make this statement? Why didn't he wait till he was in Ireland to make it? And I believe there were some Easter bunnies involved.
He could have made more news from an Irish perspective if he'd waited 24 hours. But it's the White House Easter egg rule here today, which is a big event. About 30,000 people over the period of the day come to the White House. And he was giving an interview to a morning TV show here, Al Roker of the Today Show. And he said he plans on running, but we're not prepared to announce it yet.
And what's the difference between the two?
Well, basically, if you announce as an official candidate, you then become subject to certain campaign finance regulations that do not apply until that date. The other point is, I think, that as the sitting president, Biden wants to hold on to the advantage of incumbency rather than having everything he does in a political sense being subject to people saying, well, you're doing that because you're a candidate. It's a pretty hair-splitting distinction, but that's what the White House says anyway.
And he's been dropping hints for a while. So has his wife.
Yes, absolutely. Jill Biden, the First Lady, has more or less confirmed a run by her husband previously. And the White House press secretary has said much along the similar lines. It would be very surprising if President Biden did not seek a second term. Now, his age is a concern. His approval ratings are a concern. But the bottom line, Samantha, is there isn't an obvious alternative on the Democratic side who's really credible or amazing, you know.
And would this prompt other maybe to come out of the woodwork, or does it deter people from challenging?
I think it deters people from challenging. There was at one stage speculation that if Biden kept being sort of non-committal, people would come out of the woodwork. We have seen a couple of figures sort of position themselves if he didn't run. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, is probably the most obvious example. But if Biden does run, as we assume he will, it is very, very difficult to defeat an incumbent president from within his own party.
And if he does run again, what happens with Vice President Kamala Harris? Does she also run?
Well, it is assumed that she will. It is not absolutely guaranteed. I mean, a sitting president could, if he wished to, change his running mate, but that would be very controversial. Vice President Harris has certainly some political vulnerabilities, but it would be dangerous for Biden to, as it were, throw her overboard, not least as a woman of color. That would offend very important constituencies in the Democratic Party, I think.
And the hinting and the suggesting but they're not particularly confirming that you're running. How much does finance play a role in all of this? Because they do need money.
They do, absolutely. And he will have to raise very significant sums of money. And, you know, former President Trump has already raised quite a large amount of money as a declared Republican candidate. So this will be part of that picture. Now, as an incumbent president running for a second term, fundraising is rarely a big difficulty. And that's why Biden can, in fact, wait for some time, because once he is a declared candidate, once we know he's seeking that second term in 2024, the gusher of money from liberal-leaning causes will come on stream pretty fast.
And finally, Niall, if he does run and if he is re-elected, he'd be 86 at the end of his second term. How much of a factor is that going to be for the voting public?
It's a huge factor, honestly. I mean, obviously, it's a sensitive topic by its nature, but people look at that, and whether they like Joe Biden politically or they don't like him so much, thinking of a president of the United States who, you know, would be 83, 84 in the middle of a second term, still a couple of years to go, 86, as you say, when he ends that term, that is something that gives a lot of people pause for thought.
Okay, Niall Stanage, White House columnist with The Hill, thanks for speaking to us on Drive Time.